So go.
This is Ready, Set, Eddie, a podcast where we ask questions about life and find out what people really think and what it means to them. Thanks for stopping by and joining me on this ride. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Hello there, and welcome back to Ready, Set, Eddie. This is episode 3. Glad to be back. Just want to say sorry, guys, that it took me a couple of days to get this out there. Got caught up a little bit with life. Not to say that this is not important to me, because it is. This show has somewhat been my saving grace in a way. I've really enjoyed doing it, and I want to continue to do that. There's been a lot of fun things happening with the show. We're up to, I think, about 307 listens on episode 1 on SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/ReadySetEddie. I mean, 307 people have listened to episode 1. That is incredible to me. It is one of those things that I really can't put into words. Episode 2 is up. We haven't got 307 listens on that one. I think it's been around like 80. Either way, you guys are tuning in, you guys are listening. I would appreciate feedback. Feedback is always great. Suggestions, anything. We are now officially on Facebook. You can go on Facebook, search Ready, Set, Eddie, and like us. Comment, share. We are on there. Find us there. We're also on Twitter. That's Ready, Set, Eddie. You can follow me on Instagram as well, Ready, Set, Eddie. Hope everyone's been good. It's been a little wet and cold out here in New York, but we're bearing through it. We're New Yorkers. We're tough. We can get through this. We can get through anything. So this week, I asked a question, which I got some really good feedback and submissions from. My question was, have you ever judged something or someone without knowing anything about the person or thing? And if you have, then later realize that you were wrong for one reason or another. We have been in this position so many times as people, I'm sure, telling yourself, hey, I don't like this person, or telling yourself, I don't like this, without even knowing anything, without even asking or pondering. You just quickly go to that rejection button. You quickly go to that, I don't know, I don't want to know. Why do we do that? Why is it so easy to kind of shut down and shut away things that are new or people that are new that we just don't know yet? Why don't we ever take the time to say, hey, you know what? I will get to know that person. I'm not going to just push them away real quick. I'm going to get to know them, see what they're about. Maybe there's a new, could be anything. Maybe there's a new restaurant you've always wanted to try. You always walk by it. You're intrigued enough to look at it. You're intrigued enough to think about it. So why not go in and have a meal? You're thinking about watching a movie, thinking about listening to a band. These are things that are so simple, and they happen all the time to us as people. So why are we not out there just giving it a chance? It seems so easy, but it's so freaking hard for people. I know it's been hard for me. I've done that many, many times. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to head into it, and I'm going to start reading the submissions. You know, the submissions fuel the show. I wanted you guys to get a part of it. I wanted you guys to feel closer to each other by writing in and getting to know the people that listen to this show. It's an amazing thing, and I'm getting to know you guys as well, which is great. So I'm going to dive into it. My first submission. I had a hard time with the question this week. Though I am certain I have misjudged many people or experiences in my life, I think it's worth becoming aware of in my own life that the closer something is to my heart, the more often I go into it expecting the worst. I am always more pleasantly surprised than I am disappointed. Going into something expecting the worst is due to the fearful way my mind works. Worry is often in the lead and the rest follows. But here's to confronting and changing our wiring. Thank you so much for writing in. I really hope that me reading that, you writing that in, has kind of made you realize I'm going to make a change. Instead of going into something expecting the worst, next time we're going to go into it expecting the best. Because you know what? You deserve the best. Thank you so much again. And submission number 2, it kind of really tugged on my heartstrings when I first read it. It was very important to me. It kind of made me open my own eyes when I read this. And actually, this submission was the basis of this show. Here it goes, submission number 2. Hi, Eddie. When I was a sophomore in high school, my drawing teacher brought in a stack of books and asked us to find one piece of art that we hated. We were to research the artist who made the piece, write a paper on him or her, and then discuss how we felt about our chosen piece with the class. I can remember trying to remain objective as I scanned the images, but finally found one painting that I felt suited her request. From what I could see, Ad Reinhardt's abstract painting, 1959, was nothing but a single flat color canvas, something my 15-year-old impressionist loving self couldn't understand as real painting. It didn't take long for me to realize how misinformed my initial gaze had been. It was the first time in my life where I learned that nothing is as it first seems. There is always going to be more behind how we perceive things in life. When I had to give my presentation, I was the only person who had felt truly transformed by their research. I was the only one who felt badly by having an opinion on something I knew nothing about. Years later, when I had my first opportunity to see his paintings in person, I felt so overwhelmed by them. Partially because of their stark beauty, but mostly because I was finally seeing and understanding what I thought I had learned so many years before. I make it a point to visit Reinhardt's paintings no less than once a year, not only because I love being around his paintings, but also because they serve as a reminder to never judge any situation in life simply by a first glance. Wow. I mean, that is why that submission fueled this show, this episode. That was put into the words so beautifully, and what my question was asking, that put everything into perspective. And now when I read that, it opened my eyes so wide. It made me think, oh my goodness. I mean, what a beautiful way to not only tell that story, and that conclusion at the end was just so wonderful. I was blown away. I truly was. Now, if you guys want to see Ad Reinhardt's abstract painting 1959, I will be posting a link with this episode where you can check out the painting for your own eyes. Now I'm going to dive into my last submission of the show. Of course I've made a judgment. The most obvious case of judgment in this tale happens to be that of my own self. Boy, I used to be so judgmental about my life and about my being, using the words broken or inadequate to describe my own lifestyle. After a large amount of time, many bottles of tequila, and a few good friends, I've come to be kinder and not judge myself. I've come to feel confident that although others may look at the quantity of intimate partners I've had and pass judgment about my whorish lifestyle, I am simply an explorer of people, once drowning in the seas of loneliness. I was wrong about myself. I just want to tell that person that wrote in, you are amazing. And not anyone else is going to tell you that but yourself. It starts with you. You have to simply lay it down online, lay it down in your heart and let yourself know, hey, you know what? I've had experiences. I've went out. I've had fun. I am the person I am because of all that today. So don't feel bad about having fun or going out. You are who you are today because of either the mistakes or either the choices you've made. That's who we all are. As people, every choice we make molds us and gets us closer to who we want to be and closer to the person we are trying to become. So thank you so much for writing in. I hope it made you feel better to get that out there, to write that down, to send it out there into the universe. This has been a great show. Remember, guys, Twitter. Ready, Set, Eddie. Find us on Facebook. Hit that like button at Ready, Set, Eddie on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram too, Ready, Set, Eddie as well. If you want to write into the show, please, please, we absolutely want that. And that's readysetEddie@gmail.com. This has been a hell of a show. I'm so, so glad I got the submissions I did. Can't wait to see you guys next week.